Tolong carikan diriku, kekasih hatiku, siapa yang mau? Timur ke barat, selatan ke utara, tak juga aku berjumpa. Dari musim durian hingga musim rambutan, tak kunjung aku dapatkan. Tak jua aku temukan. Oh Tuhan, inikah cobaan? Ibu-ibu, bapak-bapak, siapa yang punya anak? Bilang aku, aku yang tengah malu sama teman-temanku, karena cuma diriku yang tak laku-laku. Pengumuman, pengumuman, siapa yang mau bantu? Tolong aku, kasihani aku. Tolong carikan diriku, kekasih hatiku, siapa yang mau?
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Coordinating Ministry for Infrastructure and Regional Development is awaiting direction from the Indonesian Health Ministry on COVID-19 measures, such as restrictions amid a rise in infections in several countries. At present, there is no detailed information regarding the development of cases. However, the public has been asked to remain vigilant considering the increase in cases. Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs Mutia Hafid has said her ministry is still testing the visibility on National Data Center, and once the task is complete, the center will be made fully operational. She said, basically, we are currently in the operational preparation stage, and this is being done together with BSSN, or National Cyber and Crypto Agency, at the Telecommunication Equipment Test Center here on Wednesday. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Good afternoon, VOI listeners. You're back at the afternoon session of Indonesia Today with me, Unika, as your host for the next 6 hours. I want to know, how is you? How are you feeling today? Are you hungry yet? Because it's the lunch hour. For me, I haven't eaten, so I'm still waiting for my food to come. Yes, of course, as an announcer, I still have to eat. Even though you're hearing my voice all the time, when the song is played, I catch a minute to eat. And After this, I'll be playing you a song. I think this song will describe how am I feeling right now. It's the song from Dumpy, Meng Hujam Jantungku. Oh wow, you might be wondering, why is she feeling like that? Maybe because I am currently feeling like someone is Meng Hujam Jantungku, or falling. I wouldn't say falling, but I'm in a happy stage. And of course, there is stages in life when feelings, you are feeling like someone is menghujam jantungku, or like just stabbing your heart in a good way. It's like talking about, you know, how Cupid's arrow work when they just shoot the arrow into your heart. That's exactly what the songs means, you know. And I am currently feeling like that. If you're wondering, why is she falling in love? I don't know. Is she? I don't know. So here you go. Tompi, Menghujam Jantungku. Have a listen.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. only in Indonesia.
Bakar batu, or burning the stone, used to be just a cooking ritual for Papuans. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremony, birth celebration, or any public event. Village people will gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or poor, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relations in Papua.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jalan Jogja, kita berlari bersama. Walau ini hanya sandiwara, kau pegang erat tangan, ku pegang erat tanganmu. Walau ini hanya adegan saja, cinta lebih kuat dari kita. Walau semusim tanpa kata, ku tak tahu mulai dari mana. Kau ingin katakan dan ku ingin katakan mungkin di lain waktu dan kesempatan. Lupakanlah hari ini, esok kan ingat. Seharusnya aku lelakimu. Cinta lebih kuat dari kita. Walau semusim tanpa kata, ku tak tahu mulai dari mana. Ku ingin katakan dan kau ingin katakan mungkin di lain waktu dan kesempatan. Lupakanlah hari ini, esok kan ingat lagi. Ku jatuh cinta tiap bersamamu. Kamu pendek lidahmu, senyuman yang membuat aku rindu. Kita berdua tahu seharusnya
Harusnya Aku by Wijaya 80 or Wijaya 80. This is a new band from Indonesia. It is very famous on TikTok. And yes, it is a great band. Wijaya 80 is an Indonesian is an Indonesian group consisting of Ardito Pramono, Erickson Jayanto, and Hesky Joe. Of course, if you guys are into Indonesian music, or if you Indonesian, you must be familiar with Ardito Pramono. There are a lot of great music that he produced, and he is one of the personnel in this band in Wijaya 80, and they are known for their pop music that carries the retro feel of the 90s, not the 90s, the 80s. That's why the name of the group is Wijaya 80, because it refers to the glory of music in the 80s. That's why the name is Jaya, you know, Wijaya 80. Yeah, they have a lot of great music, including Seharusnya Aku that I just played for you. This song is about, if you are familiar with the sentence, that should be me. Nah, this is exactly what that is, but in Indonesian, you know, that should be me, holding your hand, doing everything with you, that should be me. Yes, that's exactly what Wijaya 80 tried to deliver and conveyed. So now, I'll be reading you maybe infographics or information from all over Indonesia, because of course there are a lot of things that happening in Indonesia, including that coordinating minister for economic affairs Airlangga Hartarto reaffirmed Indonesia's commitment to the multilateral trading system during a meeting with the World Trade Organization Director General Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala in Paris on Tuesday local time. He also discussed, the minister is also discussing several developments in the national agenda with the WTO, including issues related to agriculture, fisheries, and trade in electronic systems. The WTO serves as a forum for negotiating international trade agreements and includes a dispute settlement mechanism. The organization currently has 166 member countries, with some three-quarters being in developing countries. Wow. Indonesia membership in the WTO is governed by Law No. 7 of 1994, which concerns the agreement on the establishment of the World Trade Organization. So, I believe that the Indonesian government is really trying so hard to achieve the Golden Indonesia 2045, including promoting blue economy, blue carbon and stuff like that. And that is why one of the discussion with the WTO is including fisheries. So if you want to know more about this kind of information, make sure to stay tuned with us on RRI Digital. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store.
Kau anggap bercinta. Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Terpisah sementara. Oh, kini sejauh mata memandang. Apakah terpisah selamanya? Kemana lagi akan ku temui? Oh, kemana lagi akan ku temui? Kehidupanku selalu
That was Bilal Indrajaya with Saujana. If you want to hear more new music or your music, your Indonesian music, please contact us and make a special request on our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official, email voilisteners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp +62 821 238 1230, +62 821 238 1230.
Only in Indonesia.
Bambu gila, literally means the mad bamboo, comes from Maluku. It is a ritual where a group of men were holding a big and long bamboo. Traditional music instrument will be played during the ritual. The music is believed to move the bamboo, and the men will follow the bamboo's movement. The people believes that the bamboo has a mystical power and therefore can be possessed by spirit. During the bamboo gila ritual, the bamboo will move wildly and uncontrollably.
Hi VOI listener, today's music corner presents a song from an Indonesian popular group, Malik and the Essentials. Malik and the Essentials, which was formed on May 15, 2002, has current members Angga Puradireja on the vocal, Indah on the vocal, Ilman on the keyboards and piano, Jawa on the bass, Lale on the guitar, and Widi on the drums. The Indonesian music group released a song entitled Aduh on November 24, 2023. The song tells about a deep love. Aduh is an Indonesian exclamation word meaning more or less wow or OMG. The song, with a duration of about 4 minutes, has romantic lyrics. The beat of the song also matches the lyrics, which makes the groove of the song fun to enjoy anytime. Uniquely, before being released on all streaming platforms in Indonesia, the song first went viral on the social media platform TikTok. From November 10 to the 24th at 8 a.m., there have been more than 35,000 videos using 30 seconds of the song Aduh. Well, let's enjoy the song by Malik and the Essentials, Aduh. So let's check this one out.
Detak jantungku berdegup tenang, aliran darah mengalir kencang. Isi pikiran halu melayang, harummu bikin mabuk kebayang.
Dari sini akal sehat hilang, ingin terbang takut ketinggian. Ingin dekat aduh menyenangkan, perasaan hati ingin bilang.
Surga itu kamu, surga itu kamu, surga itu kamu.
Surga itu kamu, duniawi juga kamu. Sumpah mati yang ku mau, cuma sama kamu.
Surga itu kamu, duniaku penuh kamu.
Kita bikin mesra, sampai tubuh panas hati dingin.
Bilang-bilang kalau nanti kangen, diam-diam aku pasti kangen.
Mau bilang takut tambah kangen, makin hari makin ingin bilang.
Surga itu kamu,
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 kamu.
Surga itu kamu, duniawi juga kamu. Sumpah mati yang ku mau, cuma sama kamu.
Surga itu kamu, duniaku penuh kamu.
Kita bikin mesra, sampai tubuh panas hati dingin. Aduh.
Yeah. juga kamu. Sumpah mati yang ku mau cuma sama kamu.
Surga itu kamu, duniaku penuh kamu.
Kita bikin mesra,
kita bikin
sampai
mesra.
Tumbuh panas hati,
hati dingin. Aduh,
Voice of Indonesia.
RRA Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Rasakan cinta,
cinta, cinta,
tapi tak pernah seindah ini. Mungkin aku juga pernah merasakan rindu,
rindu,
tapi tak pernah. Dalam ini
I've been lost and found. I don't know what I've been doing. I thought this loneliness will be for a while. I have no reason to keep the smile. And here comes the light that really showed me what is real. Deep in the ocean, you've become my lover and my best friend. Oh, tell me everything about you. Never felt like this before. The love feels so true. Every little thing that you do ain't exaggerating, but no, I won't take to just you. Kisses is my doubt. Words of love like shooting stars. You pulled me out of dark. The heart you leave the mark. Like a sunset after the rain. You're so colorful. Like the ocean, so complexly beautiful. I wanna dive so deep. I wanna hear your story. I want to help you grow. I want you help me grow. My search is over.
Search is over.
I got discovered.
I
don't know what I'd be without you now. Tell me everything about you. Never felt like this before.
Like shooting stars, you pulled me out of dark. The heart you lived for, like a sunset after the rain. You're so colorful, like the ocean, so complexly beautiful.
That was Just You by Paddy Adi. Yeah, yeah, you just heard that song. Isn't that a great song, huh? That song always gets me thinking, you know. I've met a lot of people, heard a lot of stories, but somehow when it comes to you, it just feels different. Like the song says, Just You. And honestly, if I had to play one song on repeat for the rest of my life, it'd be Just You. Aha! Great one, isn't it? In 2019, Teddy Aditya released a song called Just You. The music went viral on TikTok and has been viewed more than 1 million times on YouTube. So it's no wonder that many people are looking and also relating to the song, because of course the feeling of falling in love, I'm pretty sure everyone has experienced it. The song Just You begins with lyrics that tells of a man who has waited a long time to get his soulmate, and as time goes by, he finally finds the person he loves. Personally for me, other than saying that first pickup lines, you know, if I had to play one song on repeat for the rest of my life, it'd be Just You. You know who you are. You know exactly who you are. But I also think that this song is very relatable, in my opinion, and touch some parts of my heart, because there are these lyrics. This is the opener of the chorus, that the lyric says, tell me everything about you. And I believe that when it comes to love, when you love someone, you always want to know every single thing about them. And this is a very, very simple way, yet poetic way, to say that you love someone, just by saying, tell me everything about you. Because to be loved is to be known. That's my opinion. Do you agree with me on this one? I think that's true, you know. To be loved is to be known and to be seen. So, of course, the lyrics and also the song from Teddy Aditya really captured love in such a simple way. And, of course, I'll be playing you more songs like this. Stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ministry of Environment and Forestry, the average Indonesian produces around 0.7 kilograms of waste per day. Almost 10 million people live in Jakarta. That's a whole lot of waste. Bantar Gebang is 40 kilometers west of Jakarta. It's Indonesia's largest landfill. They process around 8,000 tons of rubbish every day. Around 18,000 families call it home. According to locals, some scavengers take 15 to 20 paracetamol at a time. Grueling days are spent picking through decaying food scraps and glistening coloured plastics. Most make less than $10 per day. On the 30th of January, 2019, Reza Bonard spoke to a room full of professionals, diplomats and journalists on the 42nd floor of Jakarta's World Trade Center. The event was held by the Professional Women's Group from the British Chamber of Commerce, Indonesia. At the front of the room, standing about 5 foot tall, she spoke clearly and confidently in English, her second language. It was strong enough to be well understood, but flawed enough to hold strong Indonesian character.
Okay, my name is Reza. I grew up in Bantar Gebang. People call me Princess of the Dawn. I'm not princess. I don't have bracelet. I don't have a crown. So I'm just Reza from Bantar Gebang. The best dawn ever. This is how we call our program, our project in Bantar Gebang.
Reza is from West Sumatra. Her family moved to Bantar Gebang when she was just a little girl. They watched it transform from rice paddies to wasteland. Reza's 18-year-old sister, Ian, told me the hardest part about being from Bantar Gebang is the way that people treat you. Reza told me why her parents decided to move to the area.
My home, you can see the truck is queuing for hours just to load the rubbish. Before, 24 years ago, it was the beautiful rice field. So in front of my home and beside my home. The reason why my parents bought this land, because my parents wants me to experience to live nearby the rice field.
Reza Bonard was picked on in school. Her shoes smelt like cat poo. Despite hardship, she was able to receive a university education in Depok.
I was lucky. I got my foster parent from the UK, so I got scholarship to study in the university. Otherwise, I couldn't speak in front of you today because I don't know anything about English, how to say. Even my English is broken, but I'm very confident to speak in front of you.
Enjoyed a fruitful career in technology, and she's an activist. She's passionate about women, children, and education in Indonesia. That's why she founded BGBG, an activity center cross hostel. The name directly translates to Seeds of Bantar Gebang. She's giving back to her community.
If you're like, why you climb Bantar Gebang as the best dam ever? Because we say, if people call these places nasty, disgusting, stinky, me, the one who grew up in Bantar Gebang, said this is the best place, the best dam. Because I can grow up here, I met my foster parent in Bantar Gebang because of my broken English. And then we have BGBG, the place to motivate the children to never scare, to dream high.
BGBG Fiji describes itself as a hostel and hub, or the kingdom of Bantu Gebang. Foreigners and Indonesians stay at the dump and volunteer. Carpenters build facilities and students teach English.
Send your waste to Bantar Gebang, your rubbish to Bantar Gebang. So come to Bantar Gebang and clean it.
Reza says all of the children from BGBG are like her brothers and sisters, but she also has one biological sister.
I told the children many times, if you have problem at school, no matter public or private, I will come to talk to the principal. Because happened to my sister Iin before, she has no birth certificate. Elementary school, I went to the school, talked to principal. This girl lived with me. I'm the one who pay for her school, and then she has no birth certificate, but she need education, and I want her in the best school. And then the principal said to me, yeah, but we need birth certificate. I said, with or without birth certificate, she need education.
Now, Reza's sister Iin studies international relations at the Institute of Social and Political Science in Jakarta. Every weekend, she travels by train and motorbike rideshare to Bantar Gebang. She helps teach English classes during the weekend. I asked her how she feels about coming from Bantar Gebang.
I'm happy for like when I grow up and then I like we have like sisters who tell us about like it doesn't matter where we're from. Mm. If we do work hard and then we believe that we can make it, because like in BGBG they always tell it's not about money, it's about like you treat other people nicer.
Interested in volunteering and visiting the dump, or to contribute something to the BGBG project, you can find out more at bgbg.org. But if you do go and visit, please don't hold your nose, because to Iin and Reza, it's the best dump in the world.
Aku mencintaimu tanpa cinta.
Indonesia. We are the today's sound.